Today's message is Divine Connections and Covenant Relationships by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
Matthew 19 and verse 6. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. We said in its original context and its true interpretation, he's talking about husband and wife. Verse 3, he's talking about husband and wife. He's talking about the concept of divorce. And Jesus said, ideally, what needs to happen is that what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And he was saying the only reason why divorce ever came about at all is because of the hardness of people's hearts. In other words, God says he puts people together, and the application of it is marriage. But we're broadening it beyond marriage to realize just like marriage puts, just like God puts a husband and wife together, God puts families together. God puts a pastor and members together. God puts spiritual fathers and spiritual sons together. God puts brothers and sisters in Christ together. And you have to realize when there are divine connections. And so the general topic of this series so far has been divine connections and covenant relationships. And more specifically today, we're talking about the synergy of divine connections, the synergy of divine connections. We've given you, and a lot of you have caught on to it. I've been seeing you putting it on Facebook, tweeting about it. Thank you so much. That first of all, the main thing I look for when I see y'all retweet and put my stuff on Twitter and Facebook, did you get what I was saying? Okay, because sometimes I'm like, dang, that is not what I said. Now, that may be what you got, but that is not what I said. And every now and then I'll send a response correcting folks on Twitter or Facebook. But the intent is good. Okay, but what I said was I gave you four different types of relationship. Number one was the accidental relationship. You literally bump into each other in the path of life. Then there's incidental relationship, incidental to your job, to a class you're taking, incidental relationships. Number three, we said there are some intentional relationships. Those are ones that you deliberately go after. You try to have, you try to keep, you try to make work. You can be trying to make a covenant intentional that God never intended for to be intentional, trying to make a relationship something God never intended to be. Amen. You can be pursuing something that God never told you to pursue. And so then we came to the ultimate type of relationship, we said, which are divine connections and covenant relationship. Divine connections or covenant relationship. These are divine connections. These relationships, associations, connections, which are arranged by God to cause you to walk in purpose and fulfill destiny. And then we told you last week, we dealt with the aspect of this concept of offense. Offense, you get off and you end it. Offend, get off and end. Offense, you get off it, you get off because something happened, something didn't happen, and then you want to end it and not even thinking about, oh no, you can't just end this like this because even though you're hurting right now, even though you're mad right now, you didn't start this. God put this thing together. So I need to go to God before I go off in a huff and a puff because I'm in offense. And so we gave you last week, and a lot of people, again, I saw on Twitter and Facebook, what was Pastor's last point about the three things that I said, how you respond to offense. Number one was you don't respond based upon emotions. Because you get mad, and you get mad, you get mad, and you want to do something, you want to cut off something. Sometimes you don't just want to cut off the relationship. You could be like Lorena Bobbitt and want to cut off other stuff. You just want to cut something. Okay? And so you get mad, just want to cut. Okay, you can't just cut before you cut because you get mad. You understand what I'm saying? You know, especially if that's your husband, you cut it, but then you ain't planning on cutting him. Now, the future going to be messed up. So you got to think before you cut. Those you got that, say amen. A lot of folks that went over your head, that means it wasn't for you to receive that. Praise the Lord. Okay? So you can't respond based upon emotion. We said at the top, you got to be slow to anger. You got to learn how to control those emotions. Ecclesiastes 7:9 said, don't be hasty in spirit. Anger rests in the bosom of fools. So you can't respond to emotions. I heard Bishop Jakes teaching something, and you really had to listen to know what he was saying because he made this point. He said that logic never undresses in the face of pain. Logic never undresses in the face of pain. And what that means is when you are in pain, when you're in a hurt, when you're hurting, you're very seldom logical. So you can't think you're making a logical decision when you're in pain. Okay? When we're in pain, when we're hurting, whether it's hurting because we're physically hurting, I mean, people, there are some wives who have literally cussed their husbands out while they were giving birth. You blankety blank. They love their husband. They just in pain right now. If it wasn't for you, wouldn't be in this mess. They just in pain. They love their husband and all that. Because logic never addresses in the face of pain. When you're hurting, you say things like, God doesn't love me. God has left me. You know, you're hurting right now. Logically, you know God promised he'll never leave you. Amen. You know, he promised he'll never forsake you. But when you're in pain, so likewise, you cannot make decisions while you're in pain. You got to let the pain get healed. Let me let that sit. Let that simmer. Let the pain get healed and then find out what God wants you to do. When in a marriage, scripturally, if a husband cheats on his wife or wife cheats on her husband, scripturally, you can go marching off. The Bible says because they've broken the covenant. Now, you might have the right to do that. And you might feel like doing that. But is that what God is saying in your situation? Now, when you're hurt, I'm done. I don't want to see. I wish I never met you. You ain't thinking about that the kids need a father. And the kids need a mama. You're not thinking about this. Just this is another occasion of divorce in your life or in your generations or in your family. Sometimes a separation could even be needed. Because sometimes you got to, you know, in those situations, you got to get healed up. You got to get counsel. You got to hear wisdom. Are you following me? You got to really hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you. So just because you have the right doesn't mean that's what God wants you to do in your situation. So you got to let the pain get healed so you can make a decision. Amen. So we said, number one is that don't respond to emotion. Number two, we said, silence the voice of people who don't understand covenant. God didn't put them together. He put y'all together. So he listed outside voice, but God didn't put, I wouldn't take this. If I was you, I can't believe you still in that church. Or you listen to all these people who don't understand covenant. I can't believe you still connected with so-and-so. You'd be surprised how many times I've heard that. I just can't believe it. Somebody said to me, Herb, you are a loyalist. You are a loyalist because I understand covenant. Even when I've been hurting, I understand covenant. Even when I got to protect my heart, I still understand covenant. Are you hearing me? I understand. And I go back and I look. If it wasn't for this, I wouldn't be here. Watch it. And then I get scared to cut off. Because I know this is what gave me life. See, some of y'all, you thinking about, I would not be where I am if it wasn't for this divine connection. I wouldn't know what I know if it wasn't for this divine connection. So, yeah, I'm hurting. Yeah, I got a little attitude. Yeah, I got to get the wind out my jaws. Take a deep breath and exhale, but I got to think logically and not with my emotion. I don't need to feel. I need to think. And I need to hear what God's saying to me. So you got to shut up. People don't understand covenant. And then the third thing was, remember what God originally told you. And the reason why that's so important, because everything that you're going through that you find out right now, God already knew what he was going to, God already knew what was happening. God knew this was going to happen. Oh, Jesus. Watch this. You didn't plan on cheating on your husband. Your husband didn't plan on cheating you. But God told you that was your husband. This is going to hit somebody too hard right now. God told you that was your husband. God told you that was your wife and knew they were going to cheat on you. It's a shock to you. What? Now, that don't mean that we have freedom of choice. God didn't plan it. God didn't tell him to do it. But my point is that what God says supersedes what you're going through right now. Oh, this is some heavy stuff here. What God said supersedes what you're going through right now. I learned this from my prior pastor. He said, until you hear differently, the last order stand. Well, what am I supposed to do now? Well, did God tell you to do anything differently? Now, if God tell you to do something different, do something different. But a lot of times, come on, y'all. Y'all know when we get hurt and we just get offended, we want to do it. We don't want to hear God right now. We don't want to hear reason right now. But you don't understand. You don't know how I feel. No, it ain't about feeling. It's about, and why is it? Because the devil sits back and laughs and hope this is the thing that's going to break up the covenant. Come on. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, leave. Divorce, separate, leave the church. Yeah, this is it. Because if you stay there, what God wants to happen, going to happen. And if I can stop this right now, then you might be saved, but the other folks who God plan on saving through you. I can't hinder what's been done, but let me stop some more from being done. That's what covenant and relationship is all about. It's about what God wants to do through you. So let's move on. I said the synergy of divine connection. A divine connection produces synergy. Synergy, I remember when I first heard this word in college. Okay? Synergy simply means it's that the sum, I'm going to give you a simple definition. I'm going to give you a more complicated academic definition. But synergy, it simply means that the sum is greater than its parts. The sum is greater than its parts. The ultimate outcome is better than you could ever have produced individually. And it says the sum is greater than its parts. And what that means is that even though each part may be producing something individually, what the parts produce individually is still not as great of what they could have produced together. The sum is greater than its part. Synergy is the interaction of multiple elements in a system to produce an effect different from or greater than the sum of their individual effects. Interacts of multiple elements in a system to produce an effect that's different, and let's even add better. Different from, greater than, and better than the sum of their individual effects. In other words, I don't care how great you are, you'd be greater if we could get together. I don't care how great I am, I could be greater if I can get together with you. You know, it takes humility to create synergy. Because, see, some people think, I got this myself. I don't need nobody else, and everybody else is going to be a hindrance to me. No, there's somebody that can help you. Help you do it better, help you be greater. The term synergy is from a Greek word, synergio, S-Y-N-E-R-G-A, synergia. And it simply means working together. Everybody say working together. So God wants there to be synergy through divine connections and covenant relationships. Now let's look at Genesis 1. Let's look what God intended to do through synergy, starting with Adam and Eve. Genesis 1, starting at verse 27. And it says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Everybody say them. Because the emphasis right now is going to be on them. It wasn't on him. It wasn't on her. It was on them. Look at verse 28. And God blessed who? Them. And God said unto who? Them. Notice God didn't say unto him. God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God said that to them. So God blessed them. The blessing, I want y'all to see this, the blessing was on them. It was not merely on him and it wasn't on her. The blessing was on them. So the blessing couldn't produce what it was supposed to be, what was supposed to be produced, unless them stayed together. The blessing was on them. Can somebody say the blessing's on us? So God said, let them. So in other words, they could not, Adam couldn't be fruitful by himself. Do we agree with that? Adam couldn't multiply by himself. Do we agree with that? Likewise, Adam could not replenish the earth by himself, nor could he subdue it by himself, because God said it to them. Oh, my God. And so what happens, we think that there's certain things that we're going to do, that we're going to do it by ourselves. God never intended for you to do it by yourself. Glory to God. There's something greater that's supposed to happen when we get together. So synergy means we do more together than we can ever do alone. Synergy means we can accomplish more corporately than we can ever accomplish individually. And synergy means we can achieve more through cooperation than we can ever achieve through competition. Let me say that again. We can achieve more through cooperation than we can ever achieve through competition. So we're not supposed to be competing with each other. We're supposed to be completing each other. God intends a man and woman, a husband and wife, to work together. Now, I know, especially those of you from a particular persuasion, you've been taught, don't you trust no man. Now, you do your own thing. You have your own money. Okay? Pastor Marcia, for the most part, she can do whatever she want to do with her money. I don't let her, that's why, she make her money, keep her money. Okay? I just ask for one, I just ask every month, and I think it's set up by automatic debit, ain't it? Every 2 weeks, a certain amount goes into this joint savings that we don't touch. That's what I pay my kids college tuition from, law school tuition from. That's when Kendra needed a car. That's what that came out of. Okay, when I got these special things to do, it's a special account that you can't write no more than 3 checks out a month from it. Okay, and so I let her do it as long as that, and it need to be automatic debit. Glory to God, hallelujah. So no shoes won't get it. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because some shoes will get it. Okay, and so watch it. So that money is working together. A lot of y'all married, y'all are together, but you're not working together. You do your own thing, I do my thing. So you come home with a car, she come home with a car. Well, I ain't asked you for no money for my car, did I? I make my own payments. So you pay your bills, she pay her bills. Ain't nobody working together. And then, watch this, and then stuff getting cut off, and the money's up in the house. I have met people who are getting put out the house and the money was in the house. Getting evicted and the money was in the house. But the reason why they didn't know the money was in the house, because they both, everybody doing their own thing, wondering where the money went. And nobody ever sat down and said, this is the plan. This is how much we need to live and this is how much we can spend. Everybody say synergy. And so you can accomplish more together than you can ever accomplish individually. It's the same thing in a church. I don't care how anointed I am. I don't care how gifted oracle I may be. Okay? I don't care how much I'm able to plan and how much I'm able to strategize. I need people to get it done. And so a lot of preachers don't realize this. We say dumb stuff like, I do it all by myself. Don't need nobody else. That's a lie. I don't care if nobody up in here. Well, I built a big place for that just wasn't too smart. It wasn't nobody going to be here. But I don't care if nobody here but me. Me and the angels. Well, God didn't tell you to spend millions of dollars to build buildings to preach to angels. See, but we say dumb things because we get in pride, not realizing, no, I need you to do what God called me to do. And you need me to empower you to do what God called you to do. This thing's supposed to work together. We have in between services today. I had a meeting with someone in our church who's doing a great thing, but watch this. But now that has been brought to me. As great as the things she's been doing individually, well, we're going to be able to do more by getting more folks working with her. I'll let you know what it is later. Glory to God. Okay, but what I'm saying is, watch this. That's something that's in her heart. That's her dream. But it bears witness with what God put in my heart. And now, when we get these hearts together, now we can accomplish something even greater and easier than you trying to do your own thing and work your own ministry. Well, Pastor got his ministry, and I got my ministry. Okay, and you're missing the purpose of it. My purpose is to empower you to do whatever God called you to do. That's why Abraham gave tithes to Melchizedek. In the Old Testament, it went directly to Melchizedek, the priest. Now, the Bible says Jesus receives our tithes. He's the high priest. Because Melchizedek blessed him with his words. God had spoken some things already over Abraham's life. And Melchizedek, the man of God, then breathed on what God had spoken to him. And now that word became alive. And everywhere he went, he started being blessed. Because he called, Melchizedek looked at him and said, "You are the possessor of both heaven and earth." He empowered him through his words. And so what's supposed to happen, watch this. There's certain people you need in your life. Oh, yeah. Now, come on now. Some people don't understand this. The Lord started dealing with me several years about it. I started realizing in order for me to do what I do as a pastor, what I need to do as a businessman, every time I need a lawyer, I can't be looking for William Green. Okay. Waiting for a commercial. Come on. I need to have a relationship with a lawyer. When I need an accountant, ain't no time for me to be flipping through the yellow pages. I need to already have a relationship with an accountant. Okay? When I got a bump on my body and I got a lump, some pain, I don't need to be trying to find a doctor. I need to already have a relationship with a doctor. Likewise, you need a man of God in your life. People say, "I need a doctor." Y'all say, you own a house. You don't know one plumber. You ought to have a relationship with a plumber. Come on, all these years you call a different plumber. Okay? There's some people you need as part of your life to make things easier for your life. They're the extension to get that done in your life. But people don't realize that about a man of God until somebody needs a funeral. Well, anybody here know a church? You got a pastor. Can we have it at your church? Well, it wouldn't be a question if they already had a relationship with a pastor and a relationship with a church. And so you can't just try to do it by yourself. More can be achieved through cooperation than ever be achieved through competition. John 15. Jesus says this in John 15 and 5. He said, "I'm the vine, you are the branches. I got my part, you got your part. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth what? Much fruit." Read the next part with me. "For without me, you can do nothing." Jesus said, the first synergetic relationship you allow me to say is with the Lord. You can't do anything without him. It's in him that we live, that we move, that we have our being. By him, all things were made. And the Bible said, by him, all things consist. Now, here's the deception. The deception is some people think they need the Lord to get going. They need the Lord to get there. So I need the Lord to get this business started. I need the Lord to start off my family. Watch this. You'd be surprised how many people pray to God give them a child and then won't raise the child in the things of God. So I need the Lord to get started. But then the Bible said not by him all things are made, but by him also all things consist.
Every covenant relationship will be tested, whether it's a marital relationship, parent and child, or even a spiritual relationship. While God honors and respects covenant, the enemy will do anything to destroy divine connections. Learn how to recognize and preserve the divine connection God has placed in your life. Order this powerful message on CD or DVD. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or order online at rightdirection.info. Ask for Divine Connections and Covenant Relationships.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. If you have been blessed by this broadcast, please email or send a letter sharing your testimony. Email us at praise report at rightdirection.info. Or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. We'd love to partner with you in taking the Word of God to places where it's rare and precious. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, call us in Columbia at 803-798-1230 or in Orangeburg at 803-531-7322 or toll-free at 877-798-5433. You may also visit us on the web at rightdirection.info. Continue to listen to that still small voice saying, "This is the way. Walk ye in it."